1:30. This is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon. I'm Kenya Bruce. It's 10 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, past their midnight deadline, the Toronto Zoo has made an uncertain labor deal with around 400 of its workers. This deal avoided a strike that could have harmed the opening of the panda exhibit next month. Sick pay, benefits, job security, and grief of a loved one were some of the issues in the negotiation. Details of the deal have not been released yet. Veteran Constable Scott Andrew Terry is currently facing criminal charges from sexual assault to making child pornography. He was charged in January of last year, immediately being suspended by the force. According to sources in the Durham Region Police Region, he is now back on the job. He was suspended from the force's Oshawa station for more than a year with pay. His return has shocked some staff members. Boston bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev has been released from a civilian hospital. He's being transferred to a federal medical detention center in central Massachusetts. The facility treats federal prisoners and detainees who need specialized long-term medical or mental health care. Tsarnaev is recovering from a gunshot wound in his throat and other injuries caused during his getaway. Canada's largest breast cancer center opened at Sunnybrook Health Sciences Center on April 4th. According to the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation Ontario, over 400 Canadian women are diagnosed with breast cancer every week, or over 60 women every day. And as I recently reported, new technologies enable patients to receive quick breast cancer diagnosis at the Louise Temetry Breast Cancer Center. Melanie DeSilvia was diagnosed with breast cancer in January 2011. She has been a patient at Sunnybrook ever since. She says her journey has been amazing and peaceful. DeSilvia is now breast cancer-free and is back to work. She was able to see her tumor disappear on screen at Sunnybrook.
It really was nice to know that what to expect, because all three doctors told me exactly what to expect. And when you know that, and when they're managing all the symptoms, it's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
And they seem to have it down to a science, with no pun on the word.
Dr. Martin Yaffe has been on the leading developers of new cancer detection equipment at Sunnybrook. He says this new machine can replace digital mammography as a screening tool in the future, but tests are still being done. He took reporters on a tour of the new facilities.
Digital mammography was more accurate for women with dense breasts and younger women. So this is really the next step, which is to try to do a kind of a digital mammography CT. We can actually find cancers that are missed in conventional mammography because of superposition overlapping of tissues, and also to reduce the false positive rate because of suspicious findings.
The Louise Temetry Breast Cancer Center is now open for patients to receive fast and next-day diagnosis. With their private donation of $10 million, Louise and Jim Temetry helped make this dream come alive at Sunnybrook. Kenya Bruce, Observer Radio News, Toronto. Turning now to sports, yesterday the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Florida Panthers 4-0. Some say this may have been the best game the Leafs have played in 2 weeks, or maybe it was just the worst opponent they faced in the 2 weeks. But it's not a done deal, but based on yesterday's results, the Leafs can't finish higher than 5th or lower than 6th in the Eastern Conference. The Toronto Blue Jays' sad start to the season has been tough and emotional for many. But the struggle seems to be hardest on team manager John Gibbons. He was tossed from his second game straight on Thursday. The Jays lost to the New York Yankees that day 5-3. The Miami Heat may have just run the Milwaukee Bucks out of the playoffs. Their win of 104-91 Thursday night gave them a 3-0 lead in the best-of-seven series. No NBA team has done this yet. And in entertainment, it's Friday, so how about catching a movie with a friend or loved one? Check out hunks Dwayne Johnson and Mark Wahlberg in Pain and Gain. The two play as bodybuilders and personal trainers at a gym in Miami. Tired of being poor, they come up with a plan to kidnap and rob a rich man who's a regular at the gym. Or you can check out Robert De Niro in the comedy The Big Wedding. You can also see him in the thriller Taxi Driver with Sybil Shepherd and Jodie Foster. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Kenya Bruce, and have an amazing afternoon.